Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Welcome, thank you. Be seated. They may be playing basketball, but it's always baseball season here. The last time the Chicago White Sox won the World Series was 1917. President Woodrow Wilson was living here. Reinsdorf, I don't know if you came here then or not. There were only 8 teams in the American League, and the league leader hit a total of 9 home runs. After 88 years of waiting, the White Sox have earned the right to be called world champs. And we're glad to have you. First of all, I want to welcome Jerry Reinsdorf. Some of my most joyous times in my life have been during as a baseball owner. We're so joyous since we won't want much. And one of the reasons that I ended up in baseball with my partners is because of Jerry Reinsdorf's help. And I want to thank you for that now that we've got the team here. I know how much you love the game. I know how much you love the Chicago White Sox. And so it had to be a thrilling moment for you and Eddie and the owners that were patient for all those years you didn't win. And so I congratulate you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for your friendship. It was great to see you. I appreciate Ken Williams, a man who obviously knows what he's doing. He was able to put a team together. It's easy to put stars in the field. The hard thing about baseball is to put people who can play together. I congratulate you for being a great general manager. I welcome Ed Farmer and the broadcasting team. Eddie, good to see you again. Thanks. I still remember you, at least one person does. So you're here with Bob Dupuy of baseball. I thought you were here to sign the lease, you know. Another subject. I do want to thank the members of my cabinet who are here. Fine, it's great to see you all. I thought you all told me you were Red Sox fans. I want to thank the Senator Durbin, Senator Obama from the great state of Illinois, and Don Manzullo and Roy LaHood. Ray LaHood, thank you all for coming. My question to most of these folks is, like, were you White Sox fans at the beginning of the season? Yeah. No, I'm not putting you on the spot. But I know one person, elected official, who was a White Sox fan at the beginning of the season. As a matter of fact, he was a White Sox fan at the beginning of his life. He's been forever a White Sox fan. He is a great mayor of a great city, and that's the mayor. His honor is the mayor. It's good to see you, Roland. Thank you for showing off my baseball knowledge. Anybody knows, you know, Roland Heeman knows something about baseball. And it's good to see Harold Baines and the other coaches. I understand Ozzy is on vacation, which I fully understand. If he's a Caribbean guy, taking a look at the weather forecast up here yesterday, it would make me I want to congratulate Ozzy Guillen, as well as the team and the staff, the coaching staff, and the managers, and all those who worked hard to make these guys ready to play. And I want to congratulate Ozzy on being a great manager, manager of the year, as well as becoming a United States citizen earlier this year. We're proud to have him as an American citizen. Yeah, I don't want to bring up the social trade, so I won't do it.
Please don't.
I won't. But it's great to see you. Harold Baines is... one class act. I mean, the guy could not only hit, but he brought a lot of class into the clubhouse, and I'm really proud that you're here, Harold. Congratulations to you and the buddies you're working with. And to the players, congratulations. We're really proud to have you here at the White House. It means a lot for baseball fans, White Sox fans all across the country, that you would take time to come and be honored here at the White House, and it's my great honor to honor you. It's a big deal. It's an amazing thing about this team is you went wire to wire, which is really hard to do. You win 1-0 on opening day, and they're in your rearview mirror for the rest of the season. And it takes a lot to win 99 games and remain in the league and not falter. It says something about the character of the team that you put together and the character of the players. I got a first-hand report from the World Series from two people I love dearly. They had actually front row seats. I'm not going to tell you who they're rooting for. But it didn't have much effect on me. I'd come to the series. I was impressed as a baseball guy, at least somebody follows it still closely, that you had four complete games in a row in the playoffs. That's a good strategy here. Keep the bullpen, keep the bullpen fresh. You know, there's great players, but nobody off the chart. You know what I mean? And which means you competed as a team. Jermaine Dye had an interesting quote that I think it's worth sharing with the people who are paying attention to this moment. He said, from the start of spring training, everybody was hungry. He didn't say one player was hungry, or a guy going to arbitration was hungry, or a free agent for next year was hungry. He said everybody was hungry. Everybody wanted to go out there and win together. Everybody was pulling on the same rope. That's why you're the world champs. Everybody was pulling on the same rope. And that's what we're here to honor, a great championship team. I congratulate Jermaine for being the MVP of the World Series. I congratulate Paul for being the MVP of the American League Championship Series. It must be a pretty cool feeling to get a grand slam in the World Series. I didn't go on a little way if I said that. And you had a grand slam, caught the last out of the season, and you witnessed the birth of your child all in the same month. What a special month. The Lord has blessed you. That's why you're called Mr. Soxtober. I know the effect you had on White Sox fans, and it must have been electrifying. One woman at 90 said, I've been a Sox fan all my life. I never thought I'd live to see the day. Think about that. Think about the joy that you all put in the heart of this 90-year-old person. Probably some young ones, too, that were going for the White Sox. People of Chicago turned out in mass. Not only because you were baseball champ, but because you brought some character to the city. I want to applaud the organization for supporting Inner City Little League. I think it's really important for this great state of baseball to reach out to people of all walks of life to make sure that the sport is inclusive. The best way to do it is convince little kids how the beauty of playing baseball. I appreciate the baseball team you're building in Chicago and little centers of hope, little diamonds of joy for people to come and be able to play the greatest game ever invented. I appreciate the Chicago White Sox charities for support of cancer research and cancer treatment in the metropolitan area. Most of all, I appreciate the fact that these players understand their set of examples for young boys and girls all across Chicago as well as the country. Set an example that serving something greater than yourself is important in life. Come together as a team is a heck of a lot more important and satisfying than worrying about your own batting average and your own ERA. And so here we are in the White House, Jerry, honoring the great Chicago White Sox. Proud to be with you. God bless your country and continue to bless the country.
Thank you, Mr. Soxtober.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. President, on behalf of our
organization and all the fans on the South Side and all over the world. We want to present you with this jersey and jacket.
Thought you were going to give me a loan.
Also, we know deep down you probably wish this was a Mr. Nashville's jacket. Hopefully this will do.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Actually, the detective's name.